Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was the negative energy in their house feeding off of their anger?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. You can call in at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you also get the advanced episodes and access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And it's Harper with me today.
Hello, hello, hello.
Kind of crazy because it's actual Labor Day for us. And look what we're doing. Hanging out, talking about ghosts today.
Yeah.
Works out because you're not in school and we could do this in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's great.
Were you having a good Labor Day weekend? You guys doing anything fun, like outdoorsy, barbecue, lake, swimming, any of it, all of it?
We had like a crab boil, like with a lot of people coming over last night. That was pretty fun.
Oh, that sounds like fun. A little party. Yeah. Mine has been kind of boring because I've been working all day. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm taking off Friday instead of taking off Monday this week, and I'm going to Chicago to see the Cubs play.
Oh.
I'm very excited about that. I went every year for 24 years. I think I missed 1 year to see my Cubs play, and then COVID happened, and I haven't been there since COVID. So it'll be super fun. Kathy and I are going together.
That sounds really fun.
I will text you some pictures of my little vacation. Yeah.
Let me know who wins.
Like you will care, but you would care because I care.
Yeah.
And you would be happy for me. But I think we're gonna go on a ghost tour while we're there.
Take me with you.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yes, please take me with you.
Okay, meet us in Chicago.
Okay, I'll ask my dad to take me to Chicago. When is this?
Friday. Just ask him to buy you a ticket. I'll get all the specifics to your dad. He can just put you on a plane. I'll meet you at the plane, and there we go. So you're texting your dad right now.
Yes.
Good idea. Here's the thing, Harper. You need to learn this at a young age. It never, ever, ever hurts to ask. Right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes things happen. Had you not asked, then it wouldn't have happened. Keep me posted. Now I'm very curious as to what he's going to say. Okay, so you ready for our story?
Yes.
It says, my name is Todd. I'm from Philadelphia. I have countless stories that I could share because the majority of my family has had experiences in the past. Some of my personal experiences range from intuition leading me away from some previously unknown danger to UFO sightings. How do you feel about UFOs? Do you think they exist?
I do.
I do too. Because why wouldn't they, right?
Yeah, like, why wouldn't they? Like, we've already seen enough stuff.
So. There's a vast universe out there. We don't know the end to it, if there even is one. How could we be the only little bitty planet with anybody on it? It says, I, of course, have many ghost stories, and it doesn't stop there. So I'll just pick one and get right to it. I was 17, my girlfriend at the time, and I lived with my older brother and his girlfriend in a two-bedroom apartment. My brother worked the night shift at his job, so he was rarely home when anyone else was. His girlfriend also worked late every night and would get home around 10. So every evening after we got home from school, it was just my girlfriend and I. We were high school sweethearts, and both being in our first long-term relationship, we didn't realize that we may not have been exactly right for each other. We thought it was normal to argue a majority of the time because it showed how much we cared for each other. And during this time, we were at our worst. I'm just going to tell you, Harper, that there's no such thing as caring for each other so much, explaining why people argue. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
It doesn't make sense. But when you're young, I think you explain things like, well, you know, we're not getting along, but we love each other so much. I get that, being that first relationship. It says, I'm aware that entities feed off that kind of energy, and I believe that it was because of this that we couldn't explain things that started to happen. It started off slow and was easily ignored. Personal items would disappear and would turn up in random places. We would see figures out of the corners of our eyes, and we got the uneasy feeling that we were being watched and were not alone more and more often. Then we witnessed things move on their own. Heavy objects like my book bag or her purse would just fall off the table. The kitchen cabinets were usually left open by my brother, and we would see and hear them slam shut all the time. And we would hear someone walking in rooms we weren't in. Every few nights or so, I would wake up and I just knew whatever it was in the room with us. Sometimes I'd feel it get into bed with us. I would just ignore it until it went away and spend the rest of the night trying to go back to sleep. I never told my girlfriend about our nightly visits. We were already scared enough and felt like that would frighten her even more. Thinking back on it now, she probably did notice it, most likely more than myself, and decided to keep it from me as well. We asked my brother and his girlfriend if they noticed anything strange happening. My brother said he was noticing some things, but not as much as we were. But he did come home one night, and before he could get a light on, he saw a pale, ghostly face right in front of his. Okay, that would freak me out. Like, before you can turn a light on. This is why whenever I leave and I know I'm going to get home after dark, I leave a light on. That's why. I don't want a pale, ghostly figure looking at me. Things like this went on for weeks, and it was starting to take its toll on us. With the lack of sleep and tense atmosphere, it seemed all we would do anymore was argue. Then, this one night, we had a huge fight. And I must have really messed up because I remember how upset she was with me. She had a lot to say and was really giving it to me when mid-sentence, I saw her ponytail lift up in the air and then her head shot back as if someone yanked on it. Tears came down her face and I've never seen her look so terrified in my life. This was the first time either of us were touched, but not the last. The fight was instantly over. We ran out of there as fast as we could, and we went to the hospital around the corner where my brother's girlfriend worked. We told her what happened, and she calmed us down. We eventually built up the nerve to go back home. The rest of the night was quiet. At a later date, we had another little argument, and shortly after, she walked through the kitchen and stopped dead in her tracks. She pointed to the dry erase board on our fridge. She pointed to the dry erase board on our fridge and said, "Come here and look at this." None of us had written anything on it for quite some time, but written on it in a strange handwriting that was clearly not any of the four of ours wrote, "Love each other." I don't know if it's creepier to have a beautiful message like that or a demonic one.
I think that one is more creepy, to be honest.
It's creepily beautiful, and it's like you're not getting along, but then that's just wild. I was expecting it was going to be something demonic, but it wasn't.
Like run or something.
Yeah. This was the day we started to realize who it was that had been visiting us. Later that day, we were both in the living room doing our own things. I was on the computer. She was just sitting listening to her iPod. I looked up at her, and her face was whiter than white. Clearly, she had seen or felt something. When I asked her what was wrong, she told me to smell her shoulder. It smelled like cologne. Burberry Brit, to be exact. We were both familiar with this smell because it was her sister's fiancé who committed suicide a few years prior. He used to wear it all the time, and I loved the smell of it so much she bought it for me as a gift, but my bottle had been long gone by then. We started putting two and two together. We figured it had to be him based on that experience and a few other things she had experienced. That made everything a little easier to deal with, but not by much. Finally, on the night of my 18th birthday, we were laying down to go to sleep, and 15 minutes had gone by when this weird sensation started in my toes. It was similar to the feeling of pins and needles, but it felt more deliberate. It was more like someone was tickling me from the inside. It started at my feet, and it moved up my body at a super fast speed. When it got to my neck, I covered my head and started screaming, and it stopped. I believe my girlfriend's sister's fiancé cared for her very much, maybe more than the normal amount someone should care for their future sister-in-law, and he was trying to use my body to be closer to her that night, but I can't be sure if that was really even him. That's really weird. After that, things started to slow down, or at least we got better at ignoring it. We ended up breaking up 6 months later for some other reasons, but this particular haunting stopped the day she walked out of the door. We did keep in touch for a while after, and she would tell me that things were still happening to her. I'm no longer in contact with her, but I hope she's okay and has figured out what to do about it. Thanks for listening to my story. I do hope to hear it in a future episode. Anyway, I love the show and keep up the good work, guys. Todd. Okay, so the first question, obviously, do you think that had anything to do with the sister's fiance?
Yeah.
Because it did end when she left.
Yeah, it probably did.
But do you think, too, when there's, when you live any place that has paranormal activity, don't you think that it ramps up when there's negative energy, when people are fighting a lot?
Oh, yeah, by far. Or when there's just, like, an overall, like, negative person.
Mm-hmm. Because when I was a kid, in that house we lived in, my mom fought a lot, but then whenever my dad was home, the fights would last all night long. So, you know, I've always thought it fed into it. But I do think that has something to do with it. But that is really creepy to see her ponytail lift up and then somebody pull her head back.
Yeah.
Almost like, I don't know. It feels weird to me because it feels like multiple things going on there. Like, that's a very dramatic, almost mean way to get someone's attention. But then the love each other on the dry erase board seems kind of weird. Maybe that could have been like the his brother's girlfriend, like, I am so over you guys fighting, and she wrote it. You could kind of disguise your handwriting when it's no more words than that. And the tingling thing, that I don't know what that is. Maybe that has something to do with the fiance, but I don't know that it does. That one doesn't. That could be some weird, I don't know what that was. You think that had anything to do with the fiance?
Maybe not.
It could have. It's just hard to say.
Yeah.
But
my dad said no to me going to Chicago with
you. Darn it. Text him back and just say Carol wants to know if you're sure.
Okay.
because to me, the cause and effect. So you're having hauntings in this apartment. And I wonder if the brother and his girlfriend were experiencing much, because it doesn't say. But if everything stops when she leaves, it kind of seems like it went with her. If everything started when she got there, I think then she had something to do with it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let's go to our next story.
This is Darlene calling from Whitehall, PA. I am so excited. I just became an EPP member, so now I don't feel guilty calling in. I'd like your thoughts on something. A while ago, back in the 90s, when my grandson was young, he had fallen and hit his head and was knocked unconscious. And they could not wake him up, you know, right away. So, of course, they called an ambulance. I got a phone call from my daughter-in-law telling me this. My son happened to be here visiting. So we go out to the hospital, to the emergency room. And while we get there, right behind us are his other grandparents. So we all go walking into the emergency room, and there's my little grandson running around like a nut. And he looked at us, and we all walked in together. There were five of us. And he jumped up into my arms and said, "Did you miss me?" Now, he might have been 5 years old. And when he said, "Did you miss me?" my first thought was, "Where did you go?" And I just said, "Well, we were worried." A couple months later, I had him for the weekend, and we're looking through a photo album of my childhood. And my dad was in the Army. He saw his Army picture. And I'm flipping through. I said, "That's my dad there in the Army." And we're flipping through, and I got to I was saving a picture of my mom and dad for him. It was a really nice picture. So I'm flipping through these, and just as I was ready to show him the picture, he said, "Back up." So he flipped the pages back two times. He goes, "I know that guy." And it was my dad. It was my dad as I knew him. And I said, "No, you don't know him." I said, "That's my dad, and he's in heaven." And he sat there, and he's, for a five-year-old, he was so determined. He says, "I met him somewhere, and I don't remember." As he said that, I got, like, chills, thinking, "Oh, my gosh, did my dad meet you and say, Grammy Bender's going to miss you?" So, okay, I left it go and just always had that thought. A couple months ago, my grandson tells me, through his work, he's a sales rep, that he had met these people and the lady was a psychic. And they got into this and are talking, and she said, "You have a guardian angel. And he's standing over your right shoulder, and it's a man in a uniform from World War II. My dad fought in World War II. So now I'm really thinking, after all these years, I don't know, am I stretching it a little bit? Do you think my dad actually met him and said, 'Grammy's going to miss you. You need to go back'?" I just thought that was a very strange thing for a 5 or 6 year old to say. Just would like your thoughts on that. I'm tending to believe that it was my dad, and maybe my dad is his guardian angel. Not sure, but that's kind of what I'm thinking. But again, you guys are the experts and would really like to know your opinion. Thank you so much, and I'll be listening.
So what do you think? Do you think that her father could be his guardian angel. Wait, answer on the count of three. And we'll both answer at the same time. One, two, three. Yes.
Yes.
I do. I really do.
Like, there's nothing, like, pointing away from it. Because, like, the guy, because, like, the sidekick said he was a man in a World War II uniform. The dad fought in World War II and was in his uniform when, like, the sidekick said he was there.
And when they're looking through a photo album, he's like, I know him. And yeah. She's like, no, you couldn't know him because he obviously had died before he was born.
Yeah.
I just so believe in stuff like that. And I really want to believe in stuff like that. I like to think that people who pass, like grandmas and grandpas and parents, that I like to think that they're still there for you. Your good friends, the people who have been important in your life. I just like to think there's a way they can still watch over you. And yeah, I love that idea.
I do like that idea as well. I think it's a very comforting idea.
You know, and especially with it being a grandpa that you'd never meet. Like, never knew him, and then that's who your guardian angel is. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We would sure like to hear it. You can call in anytime. 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll get the advanced episodes and access to the archive by becoming a premium subscriber. You can do it through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. Sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.